California bill would ban secret gender transitioning of children at school. California teachers, counselors, and other school employees would be required to promptly inform parents of children who identify as transgender at school under proposed parental rights legislation. Assembly Bill 1314, introduced by Assemblymen Bill Asaley and James Gallagher, would give school staff 3 days to notify parents in writing if they find a student is identifying as a gender other than what is stated on their birth certificate. The legislation would mean an end to the current controversial policy of keeping the gender transition of some students secret, depending on whether the child wants to tell his or her parents. Under AB 1314, for example, school staff would have to notify parents if their son is using the girls' bathroom or locker rooms and participating in girls' sports, or if their daughter is using a male name or pronouns at school. Asaley announced the bill at a March 13 press conference outside Jurupa Valley High School in Jurupa Valley, California, in the northwest corner of Riverside County, where teacher Jessica Tapia said she was fired for refusing to hide students' gender transition from parents. "Parents, you are not helpless. You can take action," he said. "You have power, and the power rests in your voice." Tapia said at the conference that despite the Jurupa Valley Unified School District's policy to uphold honesty, she was told to lie to the parents of children who changed their gender identities at school. "The secrecy policies," she said, "are a breach of the trust parents expect from teachers, and they shouldn't be asked to deceive parents for the sake of student privacy. I'm a parent. I don't believe students should have privacy," she said. "Parents need to know everything." As a parent herself, Tapia said she hopes more parents can become aware of the current law. "My biggest fear is that parents don't even know that teachers are under these policies," she said. Brad Dacus, president and founder of the Pacific Justice Institute and attorney representing Tapia in a wrongful termination lawsuit, also voiced support for AB 1314. Dacus said Tapia is not alone and that the PJI is defending hundreds of clients like Tapia across the nation who were fired because of their beliefs and conscience, not because of their job performance. "It's outrageous. It's historic," he said at the press conference. Dacus said American parents are becoming more and more concerned and even horrified as they find out what's been happening behind school walls, and that Pacific Justice Institute is committed to defending parental rights. The California Family Council stated in an email to the Epoch Times ahead of the press conference that according to a recent study, young people who identify as LGBT were less likely to report symptoms of depression when they had general support from their parents. "This legislation seeks to protect parental rights, ensuring that parents know what is going on with their child at school, instead of having the teacher replace the parent in discussing important personal matters," the CFC stated. According to legislative documents, the AB 1314 could be heard in committee as early as March 19. Meanwhile, State Senator Scott Wiener, an openly gay man and LGBT activist, denounced AB 1314 on Twitter, calling it a DeSantis-style bill that would force school staff to tell parents then if the kid isn't ready to come out to their parents and then if ratting the kid out risks violence at home. "Nope, not in CA," he said. Wiener announced earlier this month he is interested in running for former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's congressional seat should she decide to step down.